My friends, I want to talk to you on the secret of success. You know, I don't know as much about books as some people. I've lived a strenuous life. I've been on the go all the years. Started out preaching. I was just a boy at the age of 15 and been going ever since. But I met a great many people, and I've studied people. And I get most of the things I get before they get into the books. I come across something in a book sometimes and say, well, I learned that from an old man one time, or from some woman I met somewhere. Now, I have a little philosophy of life that I've picked up along the way. I believe every human being can be a success. I believe you can succeed, any ordinary, average, everyday person. You don't have to have much ability. The greatest ability in the world is dependability anyhow. We're living in a time, of course, when in some ways it's harder to succeed than ever before. The world's keyed up and things are moving very rapidly. But in spite of all that's happening, and all the excitement of our modern world, and all the uncertainty, I still hold to my position. You can be a success, every last one of you listening to this message. Now, you can succeed in this world. It doesn't matter what your past has been. I'm talking to some of you today that you have some stains on the pages of your yesterdays. And things that haunt you, memories come to you. You hear skeleton bones rattling in the closet of your past. But never mind now. There's no stain on the future. You can turn a new leaf and start on a clean page right now. And from now on, as long as you live in this world, you can succeed. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You've done wrong. I've done wrong. Everybody's done wrong. There's in every language and dialect of the world, there's some word for duty or must or ought. But it doesn't matter what you've done. You can be a success from now on. I want to make that clear. I'll tell you something else you can do. You can succeed in this world. I don't care what your environment is. Environment's a good thing. But did you ever stop to think the worst tragedy the world ever saw took place in the best environment the world ever had? There wasn't any trouble with Adam's surroundings. Adam and Eve used to go to bed at night in beds of lilies and breathe air that filtered through jungles of roses. But look what a mess they made of our lives. I've seen people who had a good environment, brought up in a good home, and had good surroundings. I've seen them make failures of their lives. And I've seen some people that didn't have much environment, not much to help them in their surroundings, that made good. I'll tell you something else you can do. You can succeed in this world. I don't care what your handicaps are. Now, everybody has some kind of a handicap. Some of you have the handicap of poverty, but I sometimes wonder if that is a handicap. I think riches may be a greater handicap for people than poverty. I'm not sorry for poor people. I'm sorry for rich people. People have a great deal of money and have the temptations that go with wealth. You know, money never damned anybody. Money never cursed anybody. It's the love of money that curses people. The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. You can have wealth and a great deal of wealth, too, and be good in spite of it. And you can have just a little money or no money at all and be bad. So you have handicaps. Some of you came up the hard way. If you did, you ought to be very thankful. The older I get, the more I look back over my life, I thank God for all the hardships along the road. I'm glad it hasn't been smooth for me. You know, you don't get muscles in your soul and muscles in your character. You don't get any backbone in your will and determination when you have too easy in this world. I think probably the worst handicapped man in public life that America ever knew was a man who at one time was Attorney General of the United States. He's a man of prominence and influence and brilliant man. And after his Attorney Generalship expired, so the story is told, the man was practicing law in the city of Philadelphia. He represented a corporation. The case dragged for days. The lawyer on the other side was a small man, and a small man always shows up in a small way sooner or later. So, under the matchless brain of this wonderful statesman and lawyer, He just kept going with the case for several days, and the little lawyer chafed under the spell of the brain of his opponent in the case. So after a while, when this little lawyer got up to make his speech, he said, may it please the court, gentlemen of the jury, I've observed this case very carefully, and I'm convinced that the corporation that this attorney on the other side represents is just as black as his face. And this poor, scarred, deformed man got up and said, may it please the court, gentlemen of the jury, I've been in public life for a long time. This is the first time anybody ever called attention to my physical deformity. When I was a little child, and my mother, God bless her, said I was a beautiful child, one time I was playing in front of the old fireplace with my little sister, and my little sister fell into the fire, and I leaped into the fire to rescue her. When I pulled that little darling out of that fire, not a hair on her precious little head was singed. But when I got out of that fire, my face was as black as that man's heart. And the lawyer on the other side of the case was forced, so the story goes, to leave the city after that for lack of prestige. A deformed, scarred man succeeded, while a man without physical handicaps failed. You can succeed in spite of handicaps. You can make stepping stones out of stumbling stones. You can turn all your opposition into a ladder to climb up to the arms of success. Now, what is success? Let's understand this thing. We have strange ideas about success, some of us. Some people think that success is making money. Well, making money is not success. Now, don't misunderstand me. You may make money while you succeed, but you making money is not success. It's incidental. It may be on the road of success. You'll find money, but the finding of the money is not success. We have such strange ideas about money. The things that make men happy, money cannot buy. Money cannot buy the love of a wife. No woman's love's ever been sold in the markets of the world. Money cannot buy peace of conscience. Money cannot buy the thrill that comes to you when your own little baby clings with chubby arms about your neck. Money cannot buy that something that God gives your heart when your mother kisses you goodnight and tucks you in bed. The things that make men happy, money cannot buy. I was entertained one time at a meal in a home. Supposed to be a palace. It cost nearly $1 million. The man that owned it was supposed to be worth millions and millions. He sat down at his table, and his wife was a quiet, refined woman. He was a very dignified, fine businessman. He was a Christian, too. And there's a little high chair at the table, but there wasn't anybody sitting in the chair. And we sat at the table, and the man said to me, I suppose you notice this little chair here. Said, we had just one baby. Just one. Wonderful little baby, beautiful child, and she died. And we are in this home so lonely all the time. We bring the chair and put to the table and try to imagine she's here. And I thought to myself, this $1 million home built here on the shore, this lake, and here he is in this home. $1 million home. Man worth millions and millions. I imagined he walked around and said to that beautiful rug, Oriental rug, say, you cost me some money. Speak peace to me, won't you? Say something, please. And the rug was silent. I imagine he went to, looked at some beautiful picture he got from some art gallery in Europe, and said, won't you say something to me? But the portrait and the picture, all of the paintings there were just as silent as the tomb of the baby. No, the things that make men happy, money cannot buy. You can climb the ladder of fame and never be happy. I had a man say to me one time, I ought to be happy. I've had everything to make me happy, but I'm so miserable. Looks like everything I've done has failed. I failed with my children. I failed in rearing them right. I made money and got so busy with everything else, I made such a mess. No, the things that make men happy, money cannot buy, and fame cannot buy. You're an immortal being. You've got to live somewhere forever. You can't be satisfied unless you get hold of something that lasts. The things that perish in this world, when the things that perish with the using cannot satisfy you. So it's not money. It's not fame. It's not high position. That's not success. What is success? Success is finding out what God wants you to do and doing it. You know, when you came in this world, God Almighty stood by that bed when you were born, and God has a will for your life. Now, He has a plan for you. Very few people live under the directive will of God, but you can do it. God, the omnipotent God of the universe, has a will about everything. The Bible says He marks a sparrow's fold. No little bird ever drops from a limb dead, but God sees it. And He says, we are worth more than many sparrows. So He's interested in us. And He has a will for your life. Do you know God has a will about everything that you with which you're connected? He has a will about what you pay for a hat. He has a will about the girl you're going to marry. He has a will about whether you should marry that man or not. He has a will about whether you take a job or not. Now, success is finding out what the will of God is for your life and putting yourself under the directed will of God. That's success. Success is finding out what God wants you to do and doing it. God has a will for you. We read of the Apostle Paul who said, I am an apostle by the will of God. You know, you can live under the will of God. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. Commit your way in the Lord, trust also in Him. He'll direct your path. He'll lead you. I want to testify to you that when you take the reins of your life out of your hands and put them into the hands of God and let God Almighty guide your life, He'll guide your life and He'll guide you down the road He wants you to travel. I look back over the years I've lived since I became a Christian. And I remember very definitely a few years after I became a Christian, I told God He could have His way with me. And I said, what You want me to do, I'll do. I'll go where You want me to go and be what You want me to be. Have Thy way, O Lord, with me. I've seen missionaries in foreign lands and sometimes wondered how they could be so happy under the circumstances, but they were. I saw one woman one time in Damascus in a refugee camp. I've never seen such poverty and such conditions as after World War I. But I saw a light in that woman's face I never saw on land or sea. And I said, Christian. And she said, Christian. And put her finger on her heart and smiled as she talked about Jesus Christ. Yes, God has a will for your life. And the secret of success is find out what God wants you to do and doing it. Did you know everything that God ever made that does what God made do is happy? God made the fish for the sea and the bird for the air. The fish in the sea plays because that's where the fish belongs. The bird in the air sings because God made birds for the air. The bird sits on a limb that swings and sings because it has wings, and God gave the bird the wings with which to fly. Put the bird in the water, the bird dies, and put the fish in the air, and the fish dies. Yes, God has a will for you. Hell was made for the devil and his angels, and if you go there, you'll be an intruder. In heaven, you'll be where God meant you to be. And in this world, your life yielded to Him. And His will done in your life means success and happiness in this world. God help you to let His will be done in your life. That's the secret of success.